I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, artillery certifications and HIMARS unveiling. Recently, U.S. soldiers assigned to the 1st Battalion, 320th Field Artillery Regiment conducted training on the speed assembly of the OE TAC-254 GRC ground antenna during the artillery Table V certification in Romania. The soldiers held a friendly competition in order to push each other on making their assembly as fast and as swift as possible. Trainings like these allow for soldiers to become well-equipped with their communication systems as well as improve readiness and warfighting capabilities. Here is U.S. Army 2nd Lieutenant Luke Giotti, a field artillery officer, speaking about the training.
This training is important to mission success because there's no way to actually get the guns to shoot without knowing where the target is. So by utilizing kill chain sustainment training, we're able to effectively communicate all the way from the observer to the guns while making the process as efficient as possible. Today our team did great, all the way from the newest person in our unit to the oldest person in our unit. We were able to effectively get good communication from our sensor to shooter.
Recently, there was an unveiling ceremony for six M142 High Mobility Artillery Rocket Systems, or HIMARS, at Amari Air Base, Estonia. Originally approved for sale to Estonia in 2022 by the U.S. State Department, the HIMARS give precise long-range artillery capabilities to enhance national security and regional stability. U.S. soldiers supporting Task Force VOIT have trained Estonian soldiers on operating the system before their delivery. Here is Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Underwood, Chief of the Office of Defense Cooperation, speaking at the ceremony.
This project where Estonia is getting HIMARS goes back to at least 2022, and it fits into 5th Corps' efforts to create a European HIMARS initiative, consortium of allies with long-range precision fires. There's also a commitment to Estonia, who invested in the HIMARS project, to have this sort of capability here to defend themselves and defend the alliance. Estonia has been getting trained by the United States on these launchers since the very end of 2022. And what that means is Estonia has shaved 2 years off the capability timeline that they would have needed to train and be fully capable on the systems.
For more information, visit divishub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.